League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another Kings of Anglia Fan Social, the show where the Cowie Army share their thoughts on all things Town. And it's been a bit quiet, hasn't it? As an Ipswich Town fan, I have to say. Obviously, the end of season blues. Ipswich Town are in the Premier League and all that. But yeah, it's been all quiet on the timeline. Obviously, no, the elephant in the room, Kieran McKenna, linked to multiple clubs. We're going to be obviously chatting about that, debating and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to be joined, well, as you can see on the screen, if you're obviously watching, if you're listening, I'm joined by Peachy, K-Dog and Steve from Devon. We'll also be joined by Bono later on the show, because we're also going to be doing a big, massive quiz, because you may have forgotten, Ipswich Town have been promoted to the Premier League, and there's, you know, a season to look back on. And I, as you know me, I love my quizzes, and there's always got to be a big end-of-season quiz. So that is going to come to you. Peachy, obviously, is the king of this, but he's got some fierce contenders in K-Dog and Steve, and Bono, who'll join us later. So get ready for that. But yes, thanks for joining us once again live on all platforms. If you're listening on a different day, join us live on a Friday, 7:30. I was about to say 7 p.m. Sometimes we do it at 7 p.m. Depends. But I'm going a bit of a tangent here. Let's bring in the boys. Let's bring in Peachy, first of all. Always good to see you, my friend. How are you?
The king of quizzes. Wow. I've never been called that before. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I've been researching my middle names because I know you love a middle name somewhere in a quiz. But yeah, no, all good. Thank you. So another week gone, another week closer to the fixtures coming out. Hey, let's look at the bright side. We're in the Premier League. Let's just keep riding that wave. Keep riding that wave.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, Wendy, straight away, you know, ecstasy or promotion. And then all these rumours sort of ruin it, don't they? Like, as Ipswich Town fans, we just can't enjoy it, can we? Just can't enjoy it. K-Dog, my friend, all the way from Wales. Always good to see you. How you doing?
That's been quiet, hasn't it? Yeah, I'm doing good, Ross. They were trying to enjoy promotion, aren't we? It's sort of been sort of forgotten in the last week or two, isn't it? The ecstasy, it's all sort of died away, and we've been hearing these rumours and constant chat. And all of a sudden, after being for part one, but we're shit on by Sky all year, they can't stop talking about us now. Unfortunately, not for the reasons we'd like. The risk of potentially losing McKenna, which is not good, is it? But yeah, as Peachy said, we're Premier League. Yet a week closer to the start of the season. Looking forward to seeing when we've got certain names in the diary and when we're going to go to Old Trafford or the Emirates or the Etihad and sort of thing. Yeah, you know, let's try and enjoy it, shall we?
Yeah, indeed. Steve, all the way from Devon. I think Peter and Newmark, aren't you? So we've got everyone's here, there and everywhere, which is good to see. Yeah, Steve, all the way in Devon. Yeah, you can hear it. It's probably very loud even down there, my friend, all these this chat. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Thinking about the situation we're in and then looking at Plymouth, and I'm not sure whether they've announced Rooney or what. But, you know, could be in that boat. Not particularly sure I want him in charge of Town, but yeah, apart from that, it's just the usual pre-season wait, isn't it, really, for the start of the season, and then this has all kicked off and it's kind of taken away a bit of the gloss of the last few months, really, for a lot of fans. But yeah, apart from that, I'm okay. I've got a beer, so I'm okay. That's sorted me out.
Yeah, I think we're all going to need a beer for the week we've just had with all the rumours and stuff. And obviously, we've got to talk about it. It is speculation at the moment. It is just sort of paper talk in terms of, you know, the big outlets. Obviously, everyone will see Stu and our stance on it. Obviously, we've got to chat about it, just like the man, you know, on the flagship show. And obviously, I want to get your thoughts on it. And also, everyone in the chat, share your thoughts, your feelings on it. Peachy, you know, Kieran McKenna has done an unbelievable job at Ipswich Town. So there's always going to be interest there. There was interest last summer. You know, Celtic, Leicester were interested. This year, it's now Brighton, Chelsea, Man United, add the extra, you know, other teams probably. This was always going to potentially happen. But yeah, just your overall feelings on it at the moment.
Like we knew this was always going to happen because he is an amazing coach, an amazing manager, and you just know he's going to go on to bigger, better things. It just feels like it's a season too early. And I think, as Steve said, like, it's took the gloss off a little bit. But at the end of the day, he's been linked with three Premier League clubs. You know, two of them, you can't say no to any of them, but, like, you know, Man United are his boyhood club. Chelsea, you know, money. And Brighton are very well run. It just... I can't think you're getting so many rumours and, you know, you're getting The Guardian, Sky, Times, all their sources, BBC. One thing I do hold on to is that Ashton did say in that interview, like, ignore the outside noise. When that noise is that bloody loud, it's hard to ignore, if that makes sense. But, and like, even when I watched the interview after, he had an interview after the LMA Awards, and it was just like a normal interview, but it was so easy to take it, like, he hasn't mentioned this, he hasn't mentioned that. You know, it's like you've been with, like, a girlfriend or a partner for like 2 or 3 years and they seem to be getting bored of them. They are saying the right things, but you don't think they are. And like, I've never been on Sky Bet too much. I don't bet that much, but just checking all the odds, even though the odds don't mean diddly bloody squat. It's been not hard to focus this week, but it's just been the main thing. Like, as soon as you go on social media or in my Ipswich Town group chats, the KOA chat, it's mainly been, which it's going to be. All I hope is that he stays for one more season. Because I know there's been rumours that Ed Schwartz has flown over. But even if I feel McKenna was a sort of bloke, if he wanted to go, or he knows there's interest, he'd have gone to Mark Ashton and said, look, this is where I stand. So, and I know Ashton, if he does go, we will have someone lined up, or we have a list. It won't just be, oh, blooming hell. The last thing I'll say, because I'll keep rambling on, is if it's going to get sorted, let's get it sorted soon, which everyone wants, because we need to get ready for next season. Obviously, we're going to look it down, but like I said, I don't get too much doom and gloom now, because I keep thinking, we are in the Premier League. We are a Premier League side. This is always going to happen. We're always going to get all these extra channels and newspapers to cover us more now. Anyway, I'll let them have a turn.
It's all right, PG, my friend. And I want to give a shout out to PG, because he's got the Kings of Anglia hat right there. Nice. Yeah, good. You know, place in there. So if you want to go and get yourself some KOA merchandise, go on our store and there's hats. There's everything you can get, pretty much. K-Dog, I know you're ready to say your feelings on this. Take it away. Yeah, Town fans, we can't enjoy things, can we? Because it sometimes gets snatched away from us. But yeah, K-Mac, linked to different clubs. What's your feelings on it?
Yeah, you're right. We just can't enjoy it, can we? Just Ipswich fans, used to years and years of pain and suffering. If something good happens, we have to find a reason to be upset. Like, we have to find a reason we can't enjoy it. And yeah, it's dragging. It's starting to feel like it's dragging on, isn't it? And I know it's only been a week, 2 weeks, but managerial appointments and these sort of things tend to happen really quickly. And it's starting to put, and I can see why it's starting to put sour tastes in some people's mouths, especially on social media. I know social media is a bit of an echo chamber at times, and it brings out the dregs of people. But you can see that he's obviously interested in these other jobs. And why wouldn't you be? I mean, McKenna is a methodical, analytical man who covers every, a bit like Ashton, they cover every base, they look at every avenue. And a man of his intelligence and the way he looks at football and understands football, if someone says to him, look, United, Chelsea, Brighton, Palace recently are interested in you, he is the sort of person he strikes me as would go and have the chat, go and see what's there, go and see what it's like. And not because it helps him understand what else is out there. It helps him know his worth, but he gets the opportunity to see the way other clubs are run and to see whether these options... He might have gone and had a conversation, had meetings with Brighton. He might have gone to Old, he knows what Old Trafford's like. You know, he's been in that setup before. But he might have gone to Stamford Bridge and potentially helped him reinforce that it's not the right time to leave. But I say he's an incredible manager. And we were always going to get this interest. You say we've had interest before. That is always whispers and whispers, especially when someone is proven to be on such an upward trajectory, such as their career. And he's obviously well thought of amongst his peers. as evidenced by getting the Sir Alex Ferguson Trophy Award thing last week, which then, if he's felt thought of well amongst his peers, that goes a long way with clubs, I am assuming. It's the same way, you know. I just want it wrapped up quickly. I don't feel there's a point of no return. I don't feel like, oh, it's going to be soured if he doesn't go because he's been like, because it's all rumour and speculation and guff, and it could just be agents talking and generating things. And these things, rumours get out. And there is no smoke without fire. Sometimes you get wild rumours from less reputable, shall we say, news outlets. But I say by the time Sky Sports News, by the time The Guardian, The Times, The Beeb, even if one of them is Nick Mashita, well-known Norwich fan, reporting this sort of absolute nonsense. These reputable places, for even for their less reputable, less popular reporters, like Nick, to be reporting this, they don't put their reputation out for nothing. They don't, Ross, you put quite succinctly in the KOA group chat this morning, we don't comment and report on rumour and speculation. To a degree that these places do, but they don't report on unfounded rumour and speculation. So there's obviously something to this, but where we end up, I don't know. Which is why I don't say it. But I'm of the opinion, I don't feel there's going to be sour grapes or a point of no return, or it's going to be tainted if he stays. Because let him have all the conversations he likes. If he still decides we are the best place to be, how is that a bad thing? If he goes to United, has an interview at United, and then says, I'm going to stay at Ipswich, how can we be sour about that? That he's chosen us over them. Flip side of that, they are his boyhood club. Of all the club, the Brighton job, the Chelsea job, and the United job is the one that seems most likely. The club he's worked for a lot at quite a high level under Mourinho and under Solskjaer. The club he supported as a boy, he's grown up supporting them. And let's be honest, whatever job we were in, if the phone rang and Mark Ashton said, boys, go take a shower in your Coogan Oil, come on down and manage Ipswich, we all would, because that's our club. And we would, every single one of us would snap the hand off the opportunity to manage our team. And you can't begrudge him if he goes and does that. Yes, maybe it feels to us like it's too early in his career. It's a year too early for us. It's a year, it's really early on. I know that's what a lot of Chelsea, Man United fans seem to think, but we forget that McKenna has been coaching for the best part of 16 years. He retired when he's 38 now. He retired when he was 21, 22. He's been in high-level setups in these clubs for a long time. And I kind of feel like maybe he also feels like there's a point to prove at United, because he was, when he left, you look at all the United fans on social media, blame, almost like making him the scapegoat for things that were going wrong at the club at the time, when we can see now that clearly wasn't the case, because if he was the problem, he wouldn't have transformed our club in the way that he has. Maybe he's got a point to prove in going back. And I don't think I could ever begrudge him from taking a job like that.
One thing I hate, though, is that there's a manager still in place. I think that's another thing. What if you're on your job right now and you just like, oh, yeah, we're going to replace him with that guy over there. You know, it's football, though. Football is modern, definitely modern day social media, obviously, and reporting, you know, back in the day. When, say, like when Boy Robson went to England, I don't know, you know, how much rumours were going on about that, but obviously we'll never begrudge Boy Robson going to England, because obviously that's a, you know, the biggest job, you know, in football, really, if you think about it. Let's bring Steve in, though, K-Dog. Let's get him in. Mate, how are you feeling about it? You've heard K-Dog, heard Peachy's views. What's your views?
I'm not surprised. I think I don't think he genuinely would have thought he would have got us two promotions back to back. So his longer term career plans, and he's already expressed a couple of years ago that United was his aim. That was his end goal. He wanted to be the United manager. The last two seasons, he's done a fantastic job and got us to a point where now they're interested and they're having conversations about that job. I guess my hope, I mean, I don't want McKenna to go anywhere. I think he's the best manager we've had since Robson. He's a fantastic manager. My hope is that when he goes and has these conversations, which he's quite entitled to do with other clubs, And you can go to Brighton, and they are, as Peachy said earlier, they're a well-run club. I think even Ashton said that a few months ago in an interview. He was talking about Brighton as a well-run club. Chelsea have got all the money. United's his boyhood club. Do you begrudge him not actually having that conversation with those clubs? I don't. I mean, you know, let him do it. My hope is that he looks at them when he, because he is that analytical, as K-Dog said, when he gets to a point of actually finding out what that club is like from a management and a backroom area. What I'm hoping, and nobody's talked about the Ashton element here or the American owners, I'm hoping that's going to be the bit where he goes, do you know what? I'm not going to get that. We definitely won't get it at Chelsea. Chelsea's a basket case of a club. If he goes there, they'll spit him out in 12 months maximum. If he goes to United, he might get a bit more time. But I'm hoping that his relationship with Ashton and the board and the way that the club is now run, because it is now properly run, not like when it was when Marcus had the club. That's the thing that I'm hoping he looks at and goes, Do I jump ship now and take that opportunity, because I've earned it? He has earned it. He's earned the opportunity and the right to have that conversation. Or does he go, maybe just give it that one season in the Premier League? Then if he goes in a year, I mean, think of the shit show that will happen if he ends up doing one season with us, gets us into mid-table, or we're you know, looking at getting into Europe possibly. I mean, I know that's a massive ask, but if he did that and they back him with the money which they've got, and they go into the Premier League and they give him the money and he can buy the players in that will get us to that point, and he does one season and then he goes, we're going to be in the same having the same conversations in 12 months time as we're having now. Oh, he's only done a year. If he did it, he could have got us into Europe, or he could have got us further. I know I'm really pushing the boat there with Europe, but that's kind of where I'm hoping he just looks at the other opportunities. The one out of all three of those that I think he's more likely to go to if he went anywhere would be Brighton, because they are the best run club out of those three. United are on a change of journey under Ratcliffe, so that, because prior to Ratcliffe coming in, you wouldn't touch that job with a barge pole. But with Ratcliffe coming in there and all the sweeping changes he's making and trying to instill that sense of professional, you know, pride within the club, that might be the thing that sways him. Would I begrudge him if he went? No. Would I be really sad? Yes, hugely. But I wouldn't be one of the fans that kind of booed him if he came back to, you know, to Portman Road managing another club. Like, he got us to the Premier League. Genuinely, so why would we want to boo him? He's just progressing his career if he wants to do that, but I don't want him to go.
Well, the next big question to all three of you is, in your gut, we did this on the main show, what's your gut, what's your belly talking about? Like, you know, I go in the belly for the media scran, and I'm now thinking, what's that feeling in your belly, Peachy? What do you reckon?
Well, the feeling of my belly, I mean, it's that curry I had earlier. I keep flip-flopping. I really do. Yeah. Like, let's say, I personally think he'll go. I really do. I don't want it to happen. God knows. He's the best manager I've known since George Burley. And he's got us back-to-back promotions. He'll go in town folklore. And as Steve said, you can't... Well, I don't want anyone to boo him anyway. The last two seasons he's given us, can't argue that. But yeah, end of the day, I'd love at least another season in the Premier League, see what he could do with us. But if he was to go, which I think he probably will, I won't begrudge him. But I really, really, really hope I am wrong. Maybe it's just the years of being scarred as an Ipswich fan, but I just hope I'm wrong.
The thing is, he signed a new deal last year. I know it doesn't sometimes matter, but yeah, I think he was always going to get a new deal because he just got us promoted back to the Championship. But yeah, K-Dog, I've just put that question into the chat. I'm going to bring up, you know, some of the feelings and thoughts from the chat. But your feelings, what's your gut telling you?
Excuse me. So I've got different guts for different clubs. My gut feeling initially, was if he's going to go to Brighton, you'd have gone by now. And I thought that at the start of the week. If he was going to go, he's going to go. you hear the speculation that he's holding out for Chelsea or holding out for United. I think he was holding out for United. If he's going to go anywhere, he's going to go there. I don't think... So my gut feeling is... Yeah, my gut feeling he's going. I don't want it to happen. I'd be sad when it does happen, if it does happen. But in my gut, yeah. If rumours are to be believed and Ten Hag's getting sacked tomorrow or come what may, my gut feeling is this time next week, Kieran McKenna is going to be the manager of Manchester United.
Oh, thanks, boys. So that's two.
No problem. Cheers, Ross. No problem. Thanks for having us on, Ross. Hit a light in the mood.
Yeah. Dave, bring it in, mate. What's your gut feeling? Tanya.
I've got quite a big gut, Ross, so there's quite a lot of stuff going on in there. I'm like Peachy. I'm kind of flip-flopping one way to the other. I think he might stay, which I don't know why I'm saying that, because about an hour ago I was thinking he was going. But I think he might. I think he might stay to give not to give the fans what they want, because I don't think he's emotionally tied in that way. I don't think he's emotionally swayed by, you know, what the fans think. But I think it's kind of a project that he's taken to the point where he's got us to where we are. And what could he have done if he'd have stayed another season? And I think the Ashton factor and the owners factor, you know, Mike O'Leary and Ed Schwartz and the rest of the guys there, whether that will be enough to make him realise that the grass, I mean, they say this, don't they, when you're looking at, you know, the grass isn't always greener. I mean, this is football. I mean, you go to Old Trafford, it's shit. But, you know, the grass isn't always greener elsewhere. So I'm kind of agree with Kieran. If he was going to go to Brighton, I think it had gone by now. I think the United one is the one that he is waiting for. But I'm just hoping that he decides I'm gonna give it a crack in the Premier League with Ipswich, and then see where it takes him. Because if he does a great job if he keeps us up, that is a great job. In the Premier League, then the world's his oyster. I mean, Company got relegated with Burnley, and he's got the bloody Bayern Munich job. So it's not like and he's a better manager than Company. I think collectively we kind of all would probably agree that he is a better manager than Company. So why jump off the project that he's invested his life into for the last two seasons? It would seem a little bit out of character for him from what we've seen. But he'll probably go to Chelsea then. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, boys. Any other business about it? Obviously, we're not going to spend the whole show talking about it because it's been a big talking point last week. But yeah, K-Dog, come in, my friend.
Yeah, the one thing that sticks with me, as my sort of like, so my gut feeling is he's going potentially. My thing that clicks in my mind and goes, this is why I think he might stay, my sort of glimmer of hope, my straws that I'm clutching at, nowhere he goes. So Chelsea's a basket case, and we know their recruitment is run by Bowley, and Bowley spends money like it's going out of fashion, doesn't know what he's doing, buys players, not a squad. United has done this. They bought Antony for however much money, and he just spins in circles and does donuts on the pitch, and again, recruitment's not great. Brighton's recruitment is renowned for being fantastic, but reportedly the reason De Zerbi left was because he had no control over that recruitment and the squad he was building. So there's three clubs who don't operate the way that we do. McKenna has been given essentially carte blanche to run the club and do what he wants. He can buy the players he wants. He can train them the way he wants. He can do the tours that he wants. Ashton said, we need a new training ground. Kieran, how do you want to design it? You are going to, you know, he got to essentially design the training ground, redesign Playford Road, how that's going to be redeveloped. He has basically been given the tools, free rein, in the way that Bobby Robson used to run the club, where he ran everything. where he was the manager of the in the same way Ashton's the CEO, I believe, how it used to be. But, you know, he's not going to get that level of control anywhere else. He is never going to go to a club that I'm not going to go with the emotion and say no club's going to adore him like we do. I don't agree with that, because if he went to United and won him a Champions League, they'd all love him. Same as you go anywhere. But he's not going to get the level of control. He's not going to get to run a squad and a team and a club the way he runs Ipswich Town. He's not going to be able to turn up to Stamford Bridge, to Cobham. You have to turn up to Salford or to Brighton, wherever their training ground is. Down there somewhere. He's not going to turn up there and go, right, I'm going to redesign this. I'm going to redesign that. I want that bit. I want that done. I want this player bought. It's just not going to happen. And I think the kind of manager he is, like Steve alluded to, this whole thing seems very out of character for him. I think he's going to look at these places and go, I'm not going to get there what I get here. I don't think he's a money man. I think he's going to see the project's not finished. And that's going to keep him here, because he's not going to get this level of control anywhere else. He's not going to be able to be the manager that he is if he can't be the manager he is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I've just seen a figure in the green room, and that is our fourth, not including me, the fourth contributor for tonight's show, and that is good old Bono, who's outside, and he's repping one of the KOA caps. Here he is. How are you, my friend?
What's up, my people? How are you doing? Can everybody hear me? This is the Gipping Valley calling. Gipping Valley calling.
How many points?
12.
Bono, you are live on Channel 4. Please do not swear.
don't say... I was going to swear then. Brighton and Hove Albion's training ground is in Brighton. It's the Amex Elite Performance Centre. I've literally just used a well-known internet search engine to look that up.
Bono, we've done nearly half an hour on the McKenna chat, but I want to get your thoughts on it quickly. What's your gut feeling like about McKenna links and stuff? Will he stay? Will he go? What do you reckon?
Sorry, I'm just making myself a coffee. Because I was literally asleep about an hour ago. My thoughts are... I don't know what my thoughts are. Why are you asking me? It's not important. Just a man. Now, my gut, and obviously there's a lot of noises coming out. We've all seen all sorts of information, credible and extremely uncredible, for that matter. My gut is that he stays, because, you know, we've got Super Kieran McKenna and he's got us. So, yeah. But you know what? If he goes, no need for any effigies. Is there really, guys? Let's just... What did Andy Warren once say? You know, don't be sad it's over. Be happy it happened. Or words to that effect. So, yeah, it comes with the territory, really. Best manager in the world. Somebody's going to want him, aren't they?
Yeah, true. Very, very true. Peachy, Steve, I'll come over to you one final time. You want to add anything else to the McKenna chat? I have a feeling that's when a lot of people are then going to leave us. We are going to do the quiz. But stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, because the quiz, I want to know how everyone gets on. I've done my research, done my, you know, put my time into this. But yeah, Peachy, what do you reckon?
Only other thing I'd like to say about the McKenna bins is, like I said, I told you the roller coaster I was on. After listening to these chaps again, reading the comments, I'm thinking, yeah, he will stay. He wants to stay. And then I'll guarantee I'll go on social media tonight, and there'll be some Sky Sports News or other channel linking or Guardian or whatever. And I go, oh, he's definitely off then. Yeah, that's what will be up the town.
Up the town indeed. Steve, take it away. Final bit of business on the McKenna chat.
I think the only bit I would add to that really is the amount of time it's taking to get to the point where we know whether he's staying or whether he's going. And whatever that, whatever conversations have to take place elsewhere, whatever, but it's not helping us for the start of the Premier League season. Players are not going to want to come here if they don't know who our manager is going to be. If they know it's McKenna, then that's a massive draw. If it's not McKenna and it's somebody else, we'll end up with a manager who's on the managerial merry-go-round. And why are they on a merry-go-round? Probably because they've done crap somewhere else and got sacked, so they're available. And then we end up with one of those. I mean, there are some good managers out there, don't get me wrong, that are you know, that potentially could be available. But that's going to, for the first season we've had in the Premier League for 20 odd years, like, it's just so Ipswich, isn't it? Like, let's just get to a point where we go up and then we'll just have a shit show with whether our manager's going to go. We won't get any players in. And then we'll be battling away with effectively a League One squad with a few, you know, championship level players trying to compete in a league where you've got teams like City and Arsenal. I mean, the thought of it scares the crap out of me, if I'm brutally honest. If we've got McKenna, I genuinely wouldn't be scared with him. And it would enable Ashton to bring players in that McKenna wants that would enable us to be better. But I think that's the instability bit where players are just going to go, I'm not going to touch that club at the minute because I don't know what's going on. That's my worry.
Okay. I think we'll leave that there then. I'm just going to bring this one up. It's just a bit of fun from Ian. In all capitals, apparently someone saw him on Tottenham Road and asked him, and he said he was staying. Pray this is true. So I'm just going to leave it there, I think. That's the perfect way to end it. Chinese whispers and all that. And we'll find out. Obviously, it's bank holiday weekend, you know, this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. The sun is shining. You know, enjoy your weekend, whatever you're doing. But now we're going to end the podcast with a big end of season quiz. Because once again, just to remind everybody, because of the week we've had, Ipswich Town are a Premier League football club, ladies and gentlemen. That is once again maybe the reason why McKenna's been linked with all these clubs, because of unbelievable job he's done, record breaking points. Obviously, Maresca, he's been linked as well to different clubs after doing a good job at Leicester. So, yeah, we shall see what happens. But let's get into the quiz. Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. 10 questions plus tiebreaker. Let's get this ball rolling. And the first question is on the boy, Leif Davis, who I'm sure will have interest for him as well, I'm sure, because of his record-breaking assist season. Obviously, he topped the charts with 18 assists. But which Town player got the second most assists? Was it Connor Chapman, Sam Morsey, or Wes Burns? 18 assists is just incredible. I can't believe he didn't get called up for England. Can't believe it. Definitely with the options they've got there. That's just a running joke. That's the next big question. Will we ever have an England international again? We shall see. What do you reckon, boys? Pens and paper at the ready. A point for this as well. I need to make sure I get my my points up and ready. So I'm just going to get everyone's names down. So I'm going to put P for Peachy, B for Bono, S for Steve, K for K-Dog, and then I would hopefully got everyone's points ready to go. Right then, so let's start with you, Peachy. What do you reckon? How many... Connor Chapman, Sam Morsey, Wes Burns, who was the second most assist player for Town?
I've gone with Connor Chapman, baby.
Baby. Steve? He's gone Chappers. Good old Chappers. Bono?
Wesley James, Montgomery, White Predators, Burns.
K-Dog? He's gone for Chappers as well. And that is the correct answer. It is gone a Chaplin, baby. A few people went Chaplin as well. A few people went to Burns. So don't worry, Bono. A few other people went Burns as well.
What's the point? What's the point?
Still early doors, mate. Still early doors.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, it's still 9 questions plus tiebreaker. But there is now just 0 to your name. I've just written 0 and it's 1-1-1 to the other boys.
Doesn't matter.
Bon. Oh, yes. Nice. Yeah. Sorry. That's good. Yeah. I'm slow. Keep up, Ross. Come on. Chris 2 is on the Reading game. I think me and you, K-Dog, were there. I think you're actually the only person I was able to get an interview with because everyone had to rush off. But who scored Town's winning penalty in that Carabao Cup win at Reading? Was it Lee Evans, Jack Taylor, or Nathan Broadhead? I actually need to double check. Yeah, I have done. I have done like the asterisks on the answer on my page, not on this page, because that wouldn't have been good to give away that. But yeah, that was an interesting game. Obviously, Shawnee Aluko actually missed a penalty in that game, which wasn't great. But yeah, we did go to penalty shootout, and yeah, It's a weird. It was a weird game, wasn't it, Kieran? It's very weird. Very weird game.
I just remember the penalty shootout being complete shit house penalty shootout when they went and they only had one stand open and they went and took the penalties at the end where there were no fans.
Yeah, pretty much. They must have won the toss, Reading, because obviously they didn't want to, because obviously where one of the goals is where all the town fans were. So yeah. And they've got a player that I couldn't pronounce. Everyone was trying to get me to pronounce his name, but I was just like, no, I can't do it. He's got a massive long name. Maybe Bonner, you could give it a go. Maybe if you do your...
I don't know which player. If you're happy for me to look at a device, along the course of this quiz,
yeah, I just called him Dave. Just called him Dave. That's what I called him. I'll put it up on the screen for you, mate. And
okay.
If either one of you guys want to try it, then fair play. Like his first name's Calvin, so that's easy, obviously. But his name, I think he scored the late goal. Maybe scored twice. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I couldn't pronounce it back then on game day. I'm not going to try now.
No. Obviously, the listeners' audio, you won't actually know what it says, but hopefully Bono, Peach, or Steve can give it a go.
Neither can I, and I can see it.
It's written backwards, isn't it?
I was thinking that. Right. Where's he from?
Obviously, born in England.
Uruk.
Nigeria. Nigeria was actually born in Nigeria, obviously grew up in England.
Kelvin Ehebatiaman.
I'll give that a go. I think that sounds good. That's what the PA announcer said on that night against Reading. But going back to the original question, who scored Town's winning penalty in the Carabao Cup win at Reading? Was it Lee Evans, Jack Taylor, or Nathan Broadbean? What do you reckon? PG, take away.
Complete guess. I'll be honest. I went for Taylor.
Taylor, nice one.
Strong neck.
Taylor.
Taylor as well. Bono, you're going to make it three Taylors?
Jack Taylor and his strong neck.
Oh, three. And his K-Dog, you were there. So we're going to make it four. Full house.
Just being there doesn't mean anything. I went for Lee Evans.
Newport. Newport's very own.
He took a penalty, but he didn't score the winning penalty because Jack Taylor did score the winning penalty. So Bono is on the board, and Steve and Peach are now taking the lead, making it 2 points. Other people in the chat, let's see what people are saying. Batty man, Steve gone. Jay Taylor, won't forget Taylor's smasher. Lol, top corner. Yeah, it was a top corner penalty. It was a good penalty, actually. Yeah, a lot of other people went Taylor. Don't worry, K-Dog. Neil did go Evans. So, there we go.
I'm just going to put out that the people who weren't there probably had a better view of the shootout than I did.
Yeah, true. Because, yeah, different angles and stuff. Different angles. But question three is on goals. Town scored over 100 goals in all competitions. But how many were other teams' goals, a.k.a. own goals? So, we scored over 100 goals. This is all competitions. How many were from other teams, a.k.a. own goals? Yeah, and whoever gets the closest does get the point. If you get it bang on, then you get double the points. So an opportunity for...
basically, own goals, basically.
Own goals, yeah.
AKA Peachy, goals.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't paying attention.
I was too busy thinking about our winner against Bristol City.
Yeah.
Did that go down as a Davis goal? Goal or own goal?
No, it did. It did. It went down as Davis, and the only reason why it didn't is because it was going in the direction of the goal. Yes, I wish. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know I read rules.
Yes. Let me just double check. I will double check that. But I haven't included it, but because it's not shown on the stat that I found. So I've only found the certain amount that is the answer. I was about to say the answer there, but I stopped myself. So yeah. I've got a few people saying their answers in the chat, which is good.
I don't have the chat up.
That's good.
That might be a method of cheating.
You have to hide it. You've got to hide it, boys. You've got to hide it. All right, then, Peachy, take it away, my friend.
Well, we've had a million deflected goals this season, haven't we? But I think it's quite low. I think it's only two.
Okay. Lee, what do you reckon?
Four.
Bono?
Also four. Luke Chambers' is number.
Okay. Okay, Doc.
On the subject of Leith Davis, I went for three.
Ooh, three. So no one's got it bang on. I'm going to go through them. Rodon, the Leeds, Leeds game at home. Ali Mumba, obviously the Plymouth game.
Boo!
This one may have caught you out because this was the cup game. This was Davison for AFC Wimbledon, the obviously the FA Cup third round game.
I was there as well.
Then was Wes Harding against Rotherham and then Brandon Galloway for Plymouth away. So it was five own goals. So who got four? Who was four?
Steve and I.
Steve and Bono. There we go. Point for Steve and Bono. Love that. Steve then is in front with 3-2.
Walla Wizard is in the lead.
Steve, I'm really disappointed you're not taking our fight for the wooden spoon very seriously.
I was leading you into a false sense of security, Kieran. That's what I was doing.
There we go. Still early days. Question four is on goals once again, but how many away goals did Town score in 23 league games? The away goals. Obviously, we scored loads at Portland Road, and I thought that was too easy because you could just go 100. But for away goals, obviously, there was a few like big score lines. You know, the Preston game when we lost 3-2. There's a lot of 1-0s in there, obviously. Cardiff game, which was, yeah, that's good. There was a few, you know, games we did score a few, but yeah, over 100 goals we scored in all competitions, but this is just league games away from home. How many goals? Once again, if you get it bang on, you get double the points. Closest to the correct answer gets the point. So let's see what other people are saying in the chat. Ooh, 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 ooh. Someone in the chat has got it bang on. Although...
Nobody look!
There's a few answers, so it's all good. I hope no one's cheated. I hope there's no one's gone on their Google. I'm not saying you guys can't, but I mean, people in the chat, they can just relax and don't have to worry.
What do you mean, mate?
Yeah. But yeah, what do you reckon then, boys? Let's go with you, Peachy.
38,
okay. Steve?
42.
Bono?
My age, 37.
37? Don't look 37, mate. Looks younger. Look younger. You're welcome. You're welcome. K-Dog, what do you reckon? 36.
Ooh. Yeah, I went for 28 originally, as you can see, but I thought, it's that low.
Oh, and I always say sometimes, don't change your answer because that can sometimes bite you in the butt. This time it hasn't bite in the butt in terms of spot on. But there's two people in the chat who have got it spot on, and that is the Shire Shark, 1962, and Neil Johnson. It's 33 goals. So someone has to remind me who was closest. Was that you, K-Dog? You went 36, didn't you?
36. I don't know who was where anyone else had.
I was 38.
Yeah,
Steve,
what did
you say? I went
42. 37. Oh, so close, but K-Dog does get the point. There we go. This is all open.
K-Dog, what shirt have you got on?
It's cricket, isn't it?
This is one of my Miskin Manor Cricket Club training shirts.
Shout out to Miskin Manor Cricket Club.
Sponsored by Pritchard's.
Shout out to Pritchard's.
Good.
Thank you.
Like that. All right, then. So it is still all to play for. Steve is still in the lead with 3 points. Anyone else on two? Question five is on who was the top goal scorer. We had two joint goal scorers, and this may be a bit of an easy question. But I just thought I'll still do it. Yeah, Nathan Broadhead and Colin Chaplin were Town's joint top goal scorer this season, but how many goals did they score? I have a feeling people will know this, but I don't know. You never know. This is all competitions. I'll see. If there's loads of people who have got a bang on, then I don't know. Do I give you? Maybe you should know this potentially. As I said, like obviously Connor Chaplin sort of ran away with it last year. This year it was very much spread about, which was good. What do you reckon then, Peachy? You were pretty much straight on it, but then you had a little think. 13. 13 Peachy's gone, Steve.
13.
Bono.
16. All competitions.
K-Dog.
13.
13. And that is the correct answer. It is 13. So, I don't know the ruling here. Normally it is, if you get a bang on, you get double the points. What do you reckon, Bono? And you are the one, odd one out. Are we going to give double the points for people?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
No, yeah, no, of course we do. You can't.
Yeah, we you know what? I've got to do it. I've got to do it.
Can't change the goal posts, can we?
No, we can't. So there we go. So it's Steve on 5, K-Dog and Peach on 4, Bono on 2, but still early doors going into question 6. Actually now getting the middle of the quiz now, isn't it? So it's not early doors. It's getting middle now.
We're in the business end of the quiz, aren't we now?
Pretty much. And it's on clean sheets. So I know you're a goalie back in the day, Bono. How many clean sheets did Town keep in 40 league games? I think this is actually a social media post the Town team put out. So I thought I'd just use that as an easy question to sort of research. So I thought, there we go.
Vass Ross. Always tell us when he kept a clean sheet on Town in 5. He'd always let us know.
Yeah. Ross, what's the goalie's name? Full name. What's his name?
Vaclav. Smooth. Yeah, that's what the translate said.
Who is it? I think it was on the main pod the other day. Somebody was at AJ saying, "Oh, he's so smooth," like with no irony at all. It's like that's what his name is. So it's translated as.
Yeah, pretty much.
Vaclav Smooth.
Yeah, that was a moment of the season, just randomly. Because I had it all lined up because obviously that everyone knows I can't say it, and then I just didn't double check. It was going to say Vaclav Smooth, and then I played it, and then. There we go.
You could say it. You just don't put the N in. You put the N in. There's no N in Haladki.
Haladki? Sounds fine to me. Sounds fine to me. There we go. How many clean sheets did Vaz keep them boys in 46 league games? Peachy, what do you reckon? 14, okay. 14, he's gone for.
Yeah, 1-4, sorry.
That's fine. Steve?
I think I've gone a bit too high. I've gone 17.
17, okay. Bono?
15, Cameron Burgess.
Ooh, yeah. Love it. K-Dog?
Well, let's get ready to Dom Ball, because I went for 12.
12.
Nice.
Well, that's got it bang on, and it makes this very interesting indeed. It is Bono. It's Bono. He's back in the game. Steve's still in the front, though, with 5 points. But Bono's now joint second with Peachy and K-Dog. This is interesting. Maybe actually, double points actually makes it even more interesting because anybody can just jump in the lead or get back into the game. Now, this question is going to be a difficult one. If you get a bang on, you get 100 points because I can't see you getting a bang on. But what was the average attendance at Portland Road this season in the league? Now, I'm having a feeling what I'm going to do.
You're going to need to immediately rescind that comment about 100 points.
Well, do you know it?
No. Or do I?
I'm trying to think how I should sort of make this work because I'm thinking, should I put it in between this amount and then that amount? Or do I just. I'm just going to leave it. Nah, just leave it. Just got a guess.
Do it like the price is right. You can be under, but you can't be over.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why you're here, Peachy.
Yeah, or it's not over 29 and it's not under 28. So there we go. So yeah, it's 28 and more, basically, but it's not over 29. So yeah, so there you go.
That's, well, I'm glad you said that wrong because I would have got it wrong.
Oh, what were you going to go for originally?
29,340.
Oh, bloody hell, mate. Like, even at the Huddersfield game, it was 29,011, I think it was. I was like, that's a bit disappointing. That was the attendance, what was, recorded. So, but I thought, actually, I'll be a little bit kinder. But if someone gives that bang on, I won't give you 100 points, I'll give you 10 points. I think that should be, fair thing. Got a few people in the chat. There's actually two, Andy and Chris, have got the same answer in like the matter of like 5 seconds, which is just mad. It's funny, they both got the same answer there. Crazy. Right, let me quickly get my answer up. Andy Crackers went 29,275. As I said, it's under 29,000. Right then, boys, let's take it away if you're ready. Just going to get the answer up quickly. There it is, in all its glory. Peachy, what do you reckon?
I went 28,787.
Ooh, all right, let me just write that down just to remember. What's that, 28?
787.
Okay, that's Peachy's. So I know I'll just forget. And it's good to hear that, Peachy's. All right, Steve, what do you reckon?
2-8-8-4-5.
Bono?
2-8-8-7-4.
That's very close to Steve's. Right, and K-Dog, what do you reckon?
All right, so revised guess, thanks to your guidance. 2-8-6-7-0.
Zero. Okay. Let me just see what the answer is. I think someone is very close indeed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone has got a bang on. Someone has got a bang on. I want to know he's working out here because you're doing the lottery for us. You're doing all the other bits and bobs. You know, Steve has got a bang on.
Wow. Steve.
Steve, let us know you're working out. You have basically won the quiz pretty much because...
The working out was, I knew it was a season quiz, so I spent about an hour last night writing down all the freaking answers of all the things that I thought you would ask me. On one of them, I thought you're bound to are either aggregate attendance or average. So I got both. So I wrote them down. So that's why I got it spot on. But it depends which website you look on, but that's what I, that's how I got it.
Wow. Incredible.
Research people. Do your research.
Yeah, Peachy normally does that, to be fair.
So is that the quiz over,
isn't it? That's why I did it, because I knew bloody Peachy was on, because he does all his research.
Right, up. See you later.
I'm not angry, Steve. I'm just disappointed.
Once again,
I respect it.
it still could potentially be open. Like, what are we going to do here? Like, I did say 10 points. I did say 100 points originally, but that's just ridiculous. I think 10 points. We'll go 10 points.
I think at least 10 points, to be fair.
And then we'll just carry on.
Yeah. Double points. Just 2 points.
2 points, whatever.
Okay. There we go. Just to keep it open. So you are on 7. And everyone else is on 4. Question 8 is on the boy, Gerard Barbu.
Oh, come on, Ross.
What?
The RBO, yeah. Yeah, the youngster. We made a few cameos over Christmas because we had a striker crisis. And this one could be for Peachy. This could one for Bono. It could be for Fournier. But what squad number did he wear for Town? Was it 47, 51 or 55? Yeah, made a cameo against QPR. Then came on against Wimbledon. Obviously came on against Maidstone. And I think that is it.
He looked all right against QPR. I think he should have been brought on sooner.
He should have done, yeah. It was a handful. Very big handful indeed. Just wasn't fully fit. Bless him. Let me just double check the other games he played. Yeah, that was the three games because he played a few games last year in the Pat the John's Trophy when we're still in it. He actually came off the bench against Bracknell in that game against Bracknell. So there we go.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
I remember Pancam coming off and scoring the only goal I've seen him score in Ipswich.
I saw him score against Felixstowe in pre-season this year. I thought that was when I said to Stu, we're going to see him in the Championship. And then he gets loaned out the job. But yeah.
And we'll probably be released.
Yeah.
Because he's always injured.
Yeah, bless him.
He's one of the few errors that we've made in signings in the last 2 years, and we haven't made many. Dane Scarlett stands out.
Controversial.
Yeah, he was awful. He really was. Times I forgot we loaned him. Pancam and I'm having a mental blank. He went to Cambridge.
Gassan,
yeah. They're the three that really stand out.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of the other 19, like you know, Rakeem Harper and Matt Penny and you know Tom Carroll. Yeah, anyway, we can be all day about that.
I did not know Panucci Camera had one of those cool abbreviated names. Are you the only two people on planet Earth that call Panucci Camera Pancam?
Might be, yeah.
Sorry. On with the show, Ross.
Yeah. And he's still only 27, Panucci. So, you know, still hopefully have a good career ahead of him. We'll find out, obviously. We were sort of debating if the retain list were going to be going out today, but it hasn't. But yeah, we shall see. Gerard Barbu. No, I can't believe it. Peachy, what's his squad number?
I had a bit of a blank, but I'm sure it's 51.
51, Steve?
Yeah, I went 51.
51 as well.
Right, then.
51.
51. Hey, dog.
Just to be different, I went for 51.
Hey, it is 51. So anyone gets a point. Full house all around, like that, like that, like that. All right, next question. Question 9 is on. And a few other people got it right, yeah. Andy Crackers Cracknell got it right. Everyone else, though, got it wrong. Neil and Neil, two Neils got it right. But yeah, other people, unfortunately. Wendy, sorry, it's not 55. But that's no worries. That's no worries.
Sam Morsey's old number.
Yeah. Because yeah. Obviously he wanted 5, but obviously, who was 5 then? Was it George Edmondson was 5, actually, man?
Yeah, he swapped, didn't he? Went 5 to, did he go 5 to 4?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Question 9 then, double the points is up for grabs. And how many times did Town do the double over teams this season? Once again, this was now a social media post that I just stole. So I thought that's a nice little quiz question. So yeah, we did a double a few times this year, which is good. Obviously not over, well, I think there's only Leeds who did double over us. So if we didn't lose that many games. Sorry to bring that up. Obviously, playoff final this weekend, boys. I'm going to be asking that question later on. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I will be asking that question. That's how we're going to end the show. Who do you want to win that game?
Anyone but Leeds always is, always will be.
Okay, that's K-Dog's answer out the way. We'll get on to the other boys in a bit because we want just to end the show. But Peachy, what do you reckon?
I went 9.
9? Okay.
9.
Steve?
9 for 9.
I went 7.
7? Bono?
I was about to change my answer. How awful is that? 4. Because we drew loads. Yeah, we drew loads.
Sure, we did.
Yeah, we drew loads.
We did, but...
Can I change it then?
No.
Oh, what's
the
point?
You told me your answer. You can't change it when you're told the answer. So there we go.
Oh, no, right. No, actually, no, it's 6. That's what I meant, 6.
I'm going to have to pass because I have got a number.
Say 4.
Yeah, no, it's not that. I was too busy counting on my fingers to write it down.
How many fingers do you have? And are you from Norfolk?
No, no. I've got a number in mind, but it's already been said by somebody else. I don't want it to feel like.
To be fair, Steve is actually no. He's not running away because I'm not giving him 10 points. What was your thinking?
My answer would have been 9.
Okay, 9.
But then Peachy said it, and I haven't written something down, and it looks like I'm just cheating.
We can share. It's not a problem.
I think Peachy's caring. Okay, then. It is nine. So. So, K-Dog. What?
I carried it on my fingers, you see, and I was like, I got to write it down.
But are you thinking of all the matches, you know?
Yeah, I was doing that. I was like, yeah. Okay. Don't ask me to name them. I can't remember, but I did count the 9.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see what I actually wrote down?
What's that?
4. That's what I did as well. See, look, I got 9.
I just said 4. I was counting the trees at the back of my garden.
Okay.
This is shocking. It's really
Question 10. And this is the way where Steve potentially could win or K-Dog and Peachy could win. Bono.
Can I win? Please?
No. You'll finish second. But once again, there's another one where... I couldn't believe looking at this stat. How many yellow cards did Town receive in the league? And I couldn't believe the amount of yellow cards I saw.
Believe it because it was really high or really low?
It was very high. It was very high.
Well, Morsey got 14 on his own, didn't he? So,
so that's there you go. That's 14 already for you. Just got to double check the answer. Yeah. It's a nice number. Nice little number. I was going to do all competitions, but now we'll just do league. But yeah, it's a nice little number. Obviously not a good number because it's a lot of yellow cards, but yeah. What do you reckon? So Peachy K-Dog is an opportunity for you to take the win. But Steve, well, whoever gets closest, I'll just get the point. So Steve, you just need to get a point, mate. And K-Dog and PG, if you just get closest and you just get the point, then you go to a tiebreaker. I think you don't have to have two tiebreakers.
Well, I went for 105.
105, okay.
Good question.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I did this last year, so I've just recycled it from last year. What I do with some of these... Although I haven't done any middle names, which, you know, good.
82.
82 Steve's gone for. Bono, what do you reckon, mate?
77.
Hey, dog.
Well, I'm just going to give up now, because now I think my number is ridiculously stupidly low. I only went for 30.
Sam Moore's, you mentioned Sam Moore's.
49 zone. And I thought, there's no possible way we've got 50 more than 16 more as a team across the rest of the season. And then I realised that's a ridiculously low number. And Peachy said 105. I'm like, I can't change this to two questions in a row.
Sam Morsey has 14 yellow cards.
Matt's got 11.
Harry Clark got 7. Wes Burns got 7. Connor Chaplin got 7.
Boy, I know that 11. Now.
The correct answer.
Can I check? Can I put a 1 in front of my answer for 130?
You can do.
It won't help, will it?
It won't help. It is actually bang on 100 in the league. 100 yellow cards. 112 in all competitions. So Peachy were close. We did all competitions. So Peachy does get the point. So it does go down to Peachy and Steve in the final here. But obviously, as always, tiebreaker is all to play for. So
can I still win?
I don't know, like Peachy, Steve, do we allow them to still play? Like normally,
can I still win?
Yeah, I think they're monkeys.
Doesn't care. Once again, you've got to get a bang on. I don't know if you will get a bang on. I don't know.
Steve will.
I should have maybe done this as a different... true.
Steve's got Google up on the other computer.
He didn't have a think about yellow cards. I want to see what other people said in the chat, actually. 75, 105, 34. David, have a word.
Come on, David.
They're like K-Dog here, 75. Wendy's gone 64. Keith's gone 48. Still a bit low. Bomber Harris went 78.
I just thought we were a really disciplined team. That's what I thought we were. I thought very highly of our boys.
We were disciplined. We regularly got booked.
Yeah.
Wow. Missed the opportunity for 100 points, 100 goals and 100 cards. Wonder if that's been done.
Next year.
Next year in the Premier League. We shall see. But tiebreaker time then. This is all to play for. If you get it bang on, you win Bono, K-Dog, but if whoever's closest between Peachy and Steve, they win.
I think I know the question.
Right, take it away. What do you reckon?
I think I know it.
What's the question?
How much is Kieran McKenna's new contract offer worth?
That was the exclusive we're going to be doing.
£6,000 million.
No, it's actually on one of his signings, though, and that is on a big fan favourite, and that is Ali Alhamady. Obviously, he signed in January for AFC Wimbledon. He scored a few goals for us. How many goals did he score this season for both AFC Wimbledon and Town? Oh my God, Bono thinks he knows. This is interesting. Peach is gone already. Oh, Steve's having a little think. K-Dog's having a little think as well. Obviously, had a very good 2023. Obviously, you know, came here. He scored a few himself. He scored two for us. So I'm just going to quickly find the answer. Yeah, he also scored for Iraq this season. So I haven't included that goal.
Are we including Asian Cup qualifiers preliminary round?
No, Bono, how can you read it? It says AFC Wimbledon and Town in the question.
Yeah, but I just wanted to clarify that as well, just to make sure.
You don't live that far away that I can't come over there and...
Jump on the A14, I can hear it in the background.
Yeah.
let me just... Actually, anyone got their answers down quickly? Anyone's got it ready?
Yep.
I'm just going to quickly bring up the games. He played in total as well. So he played 43 games in all competitions for both Ipswich and AFC Wimbledon. And Peachy. Actually, no, we'll start with Bono and K-Dog first because they're obviously needing to get it bang on to win. So, Bono, what do you reckon?
Keith Moore squad number 24.
Okay. K-Dog.
Right. I started with 23, and then I went 18, and then I crossed out, put 23 again, and then I crossed out, put 18 again.
Oh, okay, 18. That's his squad number, isn't it? 18? No,
16.
16. Who's got 18?
Brandon Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Who? Shh. Not allowed to say that name.
Yeah. Move on. All right, then. Peachy, Steve, take it away. What do you reckon?
19.
22.
22. Ooh.
He's 21.
He got quite a lot for Wimbledon before he came to us, didn't he?
I thought he got 16 for Wimbledon and three for us.
I thought he had as well. And then how many did he get for us?
Three, didn't he?
Four for us.
Who the Millwall, Sheffield?
Two against Rotherham.
Rotherham? Yeah. He got two against Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, that's something odd.
Penalty, Millwall.
Yeah, let me just get the other. Let me get his goals up. Let me just
three for us, right?
Just going to double check this quickly.
Controversy.
He scored one against Millwall, obviously first goal. One against Bristol City. Two against One against Bristol City, and two against Sheffield Wednesday. So that's four. There we go.
Oh, I can't remember the one against Bristol City.
Yeah, and none of those are Rotherham.
I'm probably thinking of the Sheffield Wednesday game because obviously there's loads of goals. That's four goals he scored for us, and he also scored. I forgot how many scored he's now. In total, he got 21 goals. So Steve is the closest.
Yes,
he is.
Yeah, I got 22.
22. So Steve,
I thought he got 16 for Wimbledon. How many did he get for Wimbledon, Ross?
Let me get up. 13 in the league.
Oh. It'd be 17, wouldn't it, if he scored 21 and 4 for us?
17, yeah, because he scored one in the Pizza Trophy and then three in the FA Cup for them as well. So, yeah, 21. So there we go. Let me just see if anybody else got a bang on the chat. Sean went 24, not bad going. Bomber Harris, 28. Milsey Movement, 26. Zach King, 24. Wendy, 24. So there we go. Steve, though, my friend, you have won this year's end-of-season quiz. In a way, you could have won it a couple of questions ago because you got the attendance bang on. But overall, you have won it, my friend. Going to the tiebreaker. Speech.
I've done the strike a few times and I've never done any research. I actually did some research and that's helped me hugely. So that's the reason why I won. But I'm very pleased, and it was a fine fight until the end.
It was very good. It's a good battle, boys.
Yeah, it was good.
Good contenders. I like that.
Good questions as well. Not one single question about players' bloody middle names or birthdays. Where on earth do you research that on the internet?
Just every town player, just Google and just go, okay, his birthday's this day. Okay,
he's got his middle name. I can't be bothered to do that.
That's a lot of work.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is your friend. No, it's fine. But yes, Steve has won.
Wikipedia is not always right, though, because I remember the Sheffield Wednesday goalie, the young lad that's on loan from Brighton, Beadle, somebody had put that he was Jeremy Beadle, one of his sons. And I very nearly tweeted it until I looked at another link saying it was a hoax that somebody hadn't corrected.
The thing with Wikipedia, though, as well, is you can edit it. So if you were participating in a quiz such as this, all you would have to do is change the name to what you want it to be, and then you would have the answer, wouldn't it? Not that I advocate cheating in any way, shape, or form, but if I was going to cheat, that's how I'd do it.
Yeah. Change every Ipswich player's middle name to Jeff.
Yeah, good old Jeff.
Do any of our players have Jeff as a middle name?
Ooh. That's another question for another day. I'll let you know.
What top have you got on, Ross?
That's just Adidas.
Oh, sorry. Nice. Kudos.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There we go then, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of the big end of season quiz. We're also going to wrap up the podcast here as well, as we've gone over an hour. Hope you've enjoyed. Also, we had a McKenna chat, which was very heavy. Now, I know it's a little bit of fun here. As of this current recording, 817 people are joining us live, which is fantastic. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Hopefully, we've sort of helped you you know, after this week or so, bit nice little therapy session. Peachy, your final words then, my friends. Obviously, this weekend, you've got the FA Cup final, the playoff championship final. And then, obviously, next week, it is the Champions League final. And then all the, you know, like regular football's done. And obviously, we've got the Euros. But, yeah, any other business going into this weekend?
No, just have a great weekend, everyone. Hopefully, things get resolved one way or another. Enjoy the FA Cup final. Enjoy the playoff final. Up the town.
Oh, always, always a pleasure, my friend. Steve, take it away. Winner of the strike. End of season quiz. Any other business from you?
Prediction for the FA Cup final. City win. United sack Ten Hag. Shit show ensues. Playoff final. I didn't think I would ever say this, but I actually want Leeds to win. And that is only because I have a friend at work who, her and her partner, are both massive Leeds fans. So it's been good fun this year, ribbing each other after matches. So, but I'd like, and I think he's going to watch it, so I'd like him to win, if they can win. And also, Russell Martin's a knob, isn't he? So.
Yeah, interesting. Bono, as he has a coffin fit, final thoughts from you, my friend. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Always good. I want to give a shout out to Mark Jubster. He's a great quiz. Obviously, he's after the pitch invasion. I know he had an infection on his leg, and I know he's maybe in his hospital bed now watching. So, Jubster, hope you recover well, my friend, and hopefully see you soon. But yeah, Bono, final words.
Final words are, let's just hug each other and just check in on each other every now and again, just to make sure we're all right. Let's just not, you know, get too carried away. Leeds are going to win purely because Southampton are going to be disqualified because they're wearing their black third kit, which is completely unacceptable, and they deserve. James Farthing live from New York City.
Oof. Well,
the most devious bastard in New York City. And who's going to win the FA Cup? Don't care. In fact, yeah, I do. Man U. And then they're going to sack Ten Hag and appoint Pochettino.
Pochettino.
And we are going to sign. Oh, my God. We're going to spend more money in this window than we've done in our entire history. To be managed by Kieran, don't know his middle name, McKenna.
Jeff.
I don't think there's actually...
Jeff.
That's a question I've been wanting to do for a while, but currently it's not on Wikipedia. There's no I can find. Maybe that's a press conference question that we should have done. You know, Kieran, I do a quiz, mate, every Friday night. I need it for an answer. What is your middle name, mate? So hopefully I can get to ask them that at some point.
He might not have one. He might be one of those individuals that don't have one. And you're like, what? What do you mean? Oh, Steve's one of those. Always a bit suspicious of those without middle names, I have to say.
My mum and dad wanted to call me Richard. That was going to be my middle name. But everyone calls me Dick anyway, so it's not really different.
McKenna's Irish. He's probably got about 103 middle names.
Yeah. As I got you, K-Dog, though. Any other business from you? 835 people joining us, which is great to see, to end the pods.
Bloody hell, that's loads.
It's loads of people. What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, look, you got the FA Cup final this weekend. You've got the playoff final weekend. But obviously, the big, massive sport event that everybody cares about, and the only one that really matters this weekend, is Miski Amana third 11 versus Liz Ray third 11. 12:30, Tonner Evo. Be there or don't, but I will be. So, up the Manor.
Great way to end it. I didn't have a clue what you just said, but it sounded fun. So enjoy yourself. And hope you've enjoyed another KOA fan social. Peachy, Steve, Bono, K-Dog, it's been a pleasure. Thank everyone joining us in the chat. Thanks for everyone for listening. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Hopefully we find out, you know, some news sooner rather than later, and we'll find out what the future holds for Ipswich Town. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the Premier League. Looking forward to the big boys, the big stadiums, the big players. And I'm sure it's going to be a summer like no other. And yeah, as always, shout out to our sponsors, Manscaped. Use the code KOA to get 20% off and free delivery. As Bono is wearing and also Peachy behind him. Check out the merch store to get all your merch or summer merch. Obviously, you want to make sure to protect your head. Get yourself a hat, just like Peachy and Bono. And follow us on all our socials, Kings of Anglia, on the X, the YouTube, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the TikToks and all that sort of stuff. And leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what you think of the show. And we'll be back for future shows next week and all that sort of stuff. And enjoy your weekend. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye for now.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.